Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of With All Dude Respect. That's right, Dude Respect with Jim Ellis and Rick Wright. It is January 20th in the great year of 2017. And we're going to start the show in a minute. And actually, the show has started. Jimmy, let me bring you in there. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good today. Pretty good. It's kind of rainy here in San Diego, California. But life is good. How are you doing? I know you've been sick lately.
Yeah, I had a I went to the doctors and he said it was like a flu, but I don't think it was a flu. I like to call it it was a man cold. And what constitutes a man cold is, you know, just some good symptoms and lack of taste or smell, and just need a little R&R to get things back in perspective. But all good now, and it's mild on the East Coast, but a little bit overcast. And besides that, everything is good. Life is good.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm watching on the TV right now the weather in Washington, D.C. I guess it's not snowing. I guess it's kind of cold, but not too cold. But did you watch that? Did you watch that inauguration?
So what was great was that I was had a very light schedule today. I did some running around in the morning, and I watched some in the morning, and then I came home and was able to, probably from 11:30 on Eastern time, watch pretty much everything. And then I paused for a little bit before I was catching up before the show. It was just starting. The parade was just starting. It's interesting, like this. Yeah, just so you know, like this is great that we had this show topic is the inauguration, because, of course, today is the inauguration. But I didn't really know a lot about it. Like, I didn't know, like, there are certain things that happen and certain, like, protocol that happens with these. And it was pretty cool learning all that. You know, like first family, the president-elect, they go to a church, this church, they call it the Church of Presidents. And then they go to the White House, where the current president greets them, and then they go in. They have tea, you know, and then after that, they head to the inauguration, and it was just like really, really cool to see all that. And this is, in my recollection, and as my time on this planet, I think this is the first inauguration I've ever watched.
Oh, really?
So,
the only thing usually the things that you remember is, like, on YouTube, you might see the actual pledge or the oath of the office. But, yeah, you don't, like, you telling me that right now, I didn't even really I wasn't really conscious of the different things that they do ahead of time. And my reaction is, isn't it pretty damn cool? I mean, think of a nation that can have, you know, the previous president and the current president coming in meet ahead of time in a social atmosphere. I mean, these are people that have probably said some pretty mean shit, or tough stuff about each other over the course of time. And now they're sitting together, cordial. I mean, there's something mature. That's the word that comes to mind, mature about that, you know?
Yeah, there was I shared something on my Facebook page yesterday. And it was a quote. Some people were like, hey, great way to put it. And I'm like, it wasn't me. It's a quote that I got from a friend. And it was also a quote from Ronald Reagan. But, like, this is, like, historical. Like, this doesn't happen where there's, like, this peaceful handover of, like, power in this way and in this protocol. And it always happens, like, on the 20th in January. And I'm just getting into this inauguration fact stuff, but I'm pretty sure it happens on January 20th at noon. Because remember, you told me, like, dude, it's going to be at 9 a.m. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's at noon.
Right.
And lo and behold, like, impeccable, like, like the stuff that we do, like, with timing, 12 noon, boom, there it was.
It was, and exactly it was, right. They had different things that happened ahead of time, like songs and another oath from the vice president, and then right at noon it was the president's turn.
Yeah, and the reason that they do that is because, you know, people are all up in a brouhaha because CNN put out this thing about like what happens if, you know, Trump gets assassinated before they swear him in. And I don't know what the context was or what they were going for on it, but I took it as an education because there's like there's a lot of vulnerability at this point because of the way the power is, you know, and the way things are working. Like there's a lot of the president's cabinet that resigned at 12 noon today. So there's a big shift of power, that's a vacuum where they're going, and a new shift of power coming in. And right now, there's not a lot of power. I don't know if any of the cabinet members have been passed through for Trump yet. So there's like a line.
He was signing all those documents.
And I was like, wow. Like I didn't, you know, that was like pretty cool. And I knew like, he was like, yeah, and again, that's like protocol and stuff. So, it was great. And, one cool thing too, was like, you know, it was like the 21 gun salute, like just the cannons going off and, just like amazing, amazing stuff. Just wild. It's funny. I have the inauguration on, and I'm just looking at something right now. I'm just going to pause it while I'm just going to describe what I'm seeing.
Right.
He's getting into this presidential limousine, and I can't believe it. It's like he's getting into a vault. There's like a lip on it. It looks like a stainless steel latch that comes out of it. The door, like the guy's holding the door, looks like he's holding like, you know, holding like something back. And the door's got to be, I don't know, 6-8 inches deep. I don't know. Maybe I'm spewing out classified information right now. I've never seen a close up of the inside door frame of this limousine ever, and it's amazing like how it's all locked down. But
is he still in the car though, right? During the, because I'm watching it too. I'm seeing him in the parade.
Oh, I'm back behind you. I paused it for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stepped away, so I paused it. Now I'm just catching up on DVR. It's when he first got in to the car. So, and then it was cool because like I'm looking up all these, you know, all these facts, you know, on the inauguration. You know, like one was like the first, you know, there was James Garfield's mother was the first to attend her son's inauguration. There was one in here, which was pretty, John Quincy Adams was the first president sworn in wearing long trousers. So
what
I guess
before that,
like he wore like pantaloons or something. I don't know. Culottes, like those short little pants. Remember in the, like they used to like to still wear that British clothing.
And, okay.
It's funny. So it's like, you know, someone like some of the cool things. Go ahead.
I want to add in, you can talk too about different things, but like the first time I understand one of the presidents got out of the parade car and walked part of it was Jimmy Carter. That's what I heard. And now every president since then has done that. So it's almost like if you don't do the latest tradition, then there's something wrong or something.
Yeah, I don't know if he did that because I didn't catch up to it yet, but Thomas Jefferson was the only president to walk to and from his inauguration. But that was back in the day, and, you know, it was horse carriage shit. Harry Truman's was the first to be televised. That's 1949. I'll ask you a trivia question. Tell me if it's true or false.
All right.
Every president on Inauguration Day has to wear a special linen undergarment because to follow tradition back from when George Washington did it.
I'm going to say true only because why would you make that up? True.
All right, good. I absolutely made that shit up. That's fucking bullshit.
Is it?
Call bullshit on that. Yeah, no, I made that up. I thought that'd be funny, right?
Like linen, I didn't know you had. Yeah, I know you come up with some such great bullshit. That's good. Linen. That's the word that threw me. Because it's such a nice old word, linen.
Yeah.
But then I thought, what if Hillary would have won? Then If Hillary would have won, that would have thrown it out there. Who knows?
She wears linen all the time. She had a linen pantsuit on tonight. Sitting there, big smile on her face.
That was
a big smile. Did you see Bill getting caught checking out Melania?
Oh, no. Did that happen?
Yes.
Did somebody point it out?
It's all over the internet.
No, the internet.
It wasn't like it wasn't me like watching him. It was it's all over the internet. He's like staring at Melania, and then Hillary looks back to like sort of like give him like the eyes like in the moment like you know be with me. He catches her turning her head. He glimpses a little bit, and then he starts staring again. She turns around. She mouths something. It's so hysterical.
Do you think Bill knew that there might be a couple cameras and maybe some people around the public? Oh my God! Like all the world's watching. Hello, Bill. Come on. Oh my, that's ridiculous.
And here's the thing. Like right, you know, Melania is an attractive woman. You know, she's a beautiful first lady. All that great stuff, right? You're a president, man. You're an ex-president. You know, guy had a great presidency. Like, I like Clinton. You know, towards the end, they sort of ranked him over to Coles. But I can imagine the shenanigans that were going on that caused all that. But, man, oh, man, like, you've been caught doing this a lot. Like, all these cameras, this day and age, keep your eyes front. You're going to be at enough balls tonight to be looking at, you know, some tits and ass, you know, and all this other stuff and whatever you want to do at that point. God, man, just eyes front, you know? Someone's got to get a hold of it.
Right, when I've done theater, I've told people who are on stage, if there's more than a couple people on stage, you always got to tell the people who are on the stage but not maybe delivering lines, you got to tell them, you are always on the stage, so everyone always will see you. Never break character. So, I don't know. I didn't see the footage. I don't know what Bill was really doing. Maybe he was daydreaming. Who knows? But if he wasn't, what a dummy.
Yeah, I don't know. He was definitely up to some shenanigans. We should call him Billy Shenanigans. Is he a Clinton? What's his background? Is he what's his nationality?
I don't know, but I do think it's in May. I mean, another cool thing about our nation, I believe, is the fact that you would even have Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, on the same platform as the new president. I mean, this new president was basically saying, you know, Bill Clinton, he's a rapist. I mean, he's a rapist. He did all these rapes, and he's not held accountable. Oh, and then like a few months later, he's on the platform. I'm not claiming anything about, you know, the truth or the falseness of the allegations. What I'm saying is a man could claim this about another one, and then through, you know, the system, he's up on the platform with him shaking hands. It's like it's either the biggest fake in the world or it's the most, you know, higher purpose looking for the bigger picture. So,
well, I think it's the first thing it's the first thing because it's just, what do you got? You got something to tell me?
Yeah, well, he just got out. I don't know, are you live on the TV here? He just got out of
spoiler
the car.
Alert for me.
Go forward to the present moment. he's outside. He's waving to the people. His wife is now the bodyguard. I hope she's armed. Doesn't look like it. But yeah, they're walking and waving to the people, and he's surrounded by. Are you seeing it?
Yeah, well, but I'll catch up to it. But it's probably, in this day and age, it's definitely not just off the cuff. It's probably they have every rooftop and vantage point taken care of, and you know, because you know, at the end of the day, man, I don't know if I. He's got to have eyes in the back of his head, and his team has got to. I can't imagine the job his team has to have now, securing him over the next 4 years, you know, at least 4 years, because it's just amazing the hatred.
Oh, I know, it's huge, but you know, I haven't seen any. Maybe because I haven't been watching all the news, but I haven't seen any of the demonstrations. I guess it's not the focal point of these news stations right now, obviously. But have you seen a lot of the uproar and the demonstrations? Or Anything?
They did flashback in between, I guess, travel to like the luncheon or whatever it is, where they, you know, they give them all the gifts. And you know, there's shenanigans going on. People busting windows, and you know, I don't know what happened to. I guess you know, there's a place that's free speech and protesting, and you know, getting your permits and setting up this and having a voice. These people, like, just they run around the streets. You know, I see there was protesters. And, you know, one guy had like a helmet on and a gas mask. I'm like, so yeah, this guy is definitely up to no good. He's not protesting. He's rioting. He's like, you know, he's got basically the poor man's riot gear on, you know, so he doesn't, you know, hurt himself or, you know, or become susceptible to tear gas. I'm like, that guy, as he's walking anywhere, should be, you know, even just pulled over and questioned and just say, hey man, you know, what are you up to? You know? Because that's shenanigans. You know, I call shenanigans on that guy. And they were, and then it was cool because they did show some of it. They were coming up like the phalanx, like the lines, like they would fall back and like do this maneuver where like they go around the corner and then they come back around the corner. Then they push up the street and stop. Then they come back. It was so cool. And they had these crash grenades and it's like, and apparently, like, they have some people, like, it was out there that it was called, like, Disrupt J20 or something like that, which is, like, stands for January 20th, today, Inauguration Day. And they put it out there, like, a meetup, like, come on down, like, we're going to disrupt this parade. Like, this is our goal. And, but it looks like there wasn't a lot of turnout, so there was enough police and just enough of the protocol that was able to not let them get, you know, I think, the way they set up their barriers, it was like 5-6 blocks away from the parade. So I don't think so far from hearing anything. There was some stuff going on while he was giving his speech. So I don't know if who was there or what was going on, if people were cheering him or jeering him. I don't know. Did you hear any of that?
I didn't hear anything happen during his speech. I know it started to rain a little bit, but I didn't hear anything from that. It seemed kind of quiet, actually. Okay. Maybe it was the microphones, but it seemed kind of quiet. There wasn't a lot of cheering I didn't hear. But did you say there were some people who were going to do some kind of barricade between the supporters and the demonstrators? Like some organization?
No. Oh, yeah, the Bikers for Trump.
Oh, okay.
And they were going to put up a barrier of meat. And what they were saying was is that they were just going to make a line of bikers to protect and make that line in between the police line so that they would put themselves in between the protesters and the police. Now, I haven't seen any of that. I saw something online where something was going south and it was a bunch of bikers and the bikers just started whacking the shit out of some guy and everything went back to like calm. It didn't escalate. Like all the, like the people who were going to, I guess people who were going to start to get, you know, cause some problems. It's like, you know, when your dad comes in the room and finds you fucking up and then he, you know, takes you up by the back of the neck and straightens you out and then you don't do that anymore. So that was sort of like from what I got from the post on Facebook. Now again, I'm quoting Facebook and it's, you know, who knows when it was, but so far I've been enjoying it. Now, how about you? Have you always watched inaugurations, or is this like your first one? Or is this the first one you're really paying attention to?
This is the first one where I actually wanted to get up in the morning, and I'm here on the West Coast, so I know it doesn't sound early, but 9 a.m., you know, for a person who stays up late writing, it's pretty early, so I wanted to get up and see this. In the past, I did see Obama's, I remember, because I remember Oprah was crying. I mean, that's very... I remember that, like so many people, you know, and then Oprah and a lot of people were looking up to Obama and crying. And I was thinking, I don't care how great a man he is and all this. To me, that's dangerous to have all the people looking up and going, he's our savior. Oh, my God. I never want to have a savior in politics. Right. I want to have somebody who's going to like point to the people and say, hey, I'm here for you and my job's for you. That's what I want to see. So this is the first time I've really, besides like seeing it like on YouTube and maybe seeing the Obama one, this is the first one I really wanted to like catch and really watch. And I was kind of a little nervous, actually. There was part of me like, God, I hope nothing happens to him. Like you were saying, like, gosh, he's got to watch his back because there's so much hatred and so much anger and madness out there. But, I mean, if people can, I mean, it is America for peaceful demonstrations. You know, we do have the rights to petition and stand up in opposition. Because if you don't have opposition, then you're a dictator and there's tyranny. But I think the key is that it's peaceful. If you're starting to break other people's shit, you just broke natural law. You just broke the law, man. That's not America. It's not okay to have violence on others. So that's where it falls apart. But I haven't seen much demonstration. And I would respect the people who did come out because of the bad weather, like in San Diego. The people who stayed home because of the bad weather, well, they're a bunch of posers. They're not really standing up for anything. They just want to have some fun with their friends.
Yeah, I just what's curious to me is, you know, and again, I'm not, I don't have a crystal ball. And I don't even want to look into it because, you know, I see all these assumptions. I shared the book on my Four Agreements on my page the other day. It's just everybody is assuming, like, what's going to happen. Like, you know, I have a friend who's very liberal and, you know, he posted some page about today's Black Friday and, like, you know, he had 179 comments on it. And, you know, it's just like all this assumption about how, like, you know, civil rights is going to go back and, you know, we're just going to, you know, and homophobic, like all these different things that are like, you know, all the catchphrases of the day we've talked about before ad nauseum. So it's just crazy, the assumption. My thing is like, what happens if, and I guess this is a hypothetical, like just looking, what if things go great? What if nobody gets, no, you know, everybody still gets accepted. Nobody, there's no laws about, you know, what you do sexually. You know, jobs start coming back to this country. You know, we decide to rebuild our infrastructure and everybody's working, the economy's, you know, smoking and everything is going great. Like, what happens? Is it just because their team didn't win that now they are just still going to be upset? Like, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what do you think?
I mean, I did see a post. I don't know if it was on your page or it was the idea that for anyone to hope that a president fails, it's like a, you know, somebody hoping the captain of their own ship sinks. You know, it's like, you know, let's do what we can. If you do have a gripe, though, and if you do have a concern about the country, then what can you do about it? You know, like John F. Kennedy said, you know, what can you do for your country? I mean, there's complaints, but then what are you standing up for? I mean, are you standing up for the Constitution because he's going to be breaking it? I want people to stand up for something rather than just calling someone else out on what they think is bad. You know what I mean? It's like, stand up for something.
Yeah.
Because you can get behind that. Yeah. Because they could be standing up for, you know what, I'm concerned he's going to break the Constitution and be a tyrant. Oh, well, I wouldn't want that either. So I'm going to take a stand for what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know what that means. It's like, you know, once, you know, as soon as he calls someone fake news, you know, or does something outside of the protocol of how you get information out, that's what Hitler did. It's like everybody just goes back to worst case scenario. It's like, come on, folks, really? Are you really Chicken Little? Or, you know, but I think it's a society now where it's just everybody's got a microphone with social media. You can just complain about everything. You know, it's such bullshit. It's like,
Did you notice that part of the presentation of the whole inauguration was a mention of freedom of the press, freedom, you know, the basic Bill of Rights that they're starting to lift off? I'm like, oh, that was on purpose. Because, yeah, there's a concern that if you start shutting down certain press, that is not part of the free society. So, But I gotta say, because I know we're gonna run out of time. Two parts I love the most on this was the fact that Mr. Obama was present while Mr. Trump was saying, "Oh yeah, the previous administration, blah, you know, it's just kind of trashing it. And that's the guy's administration. He's sitting right there. And what does Obama do?
Yeah.
I mean, right after Trump is done, I believe Obama was the first one to shake his hand. And you can see when in his mouth, he mouthed the words, congratulations. And I'm like, there's class. There's mature masculine. There's everything that, you know, we've leadership. There's something we've stood for, you know, you and I in different, you know, different men's circles. I love seeing that. Did you notice when that happened?
Well, I did, and I do. Michelle doesn't hide it so well.
Right.
you know,
she's
but
like a stone.
Yeah, and you can tell she's like, oh, she, you know, if she can look down at her watch, she probably would have. But she, but here's the thing. Like, it goes back to, for me, going back to the inauthentic, and yeah, that was great, but it goes back to me, like, being inauthentic. It's like, you're like Nancy Pelosi standing up there and giving him this great speech and giving him a gift at the luncheon, right? She's all over social media saying he'll never be president. He'll not be our president. It's like the funniest thing is because it's like now she's standing up there with the biggest smile, like they're relate, like not even like they're related, like they're friends, they're hanging out. It's like it's sort of like that protocol, like who can do that? And yes, I will give him that his ego did not get engaged. And that he just followed through what he had to follow through and just finished, you know, gracefully, which is great. But again, I think that's what's part of the problem with Hollywood and the politics. They go hand in hand. It's like people are just full of shit,
so you
know?
So you think it's fake? So it's like not honorable. It's not integrity. It's actual. They're just full of shit. And so they go in their helicopter and they're blasting it. What a fucking dick that guy is. You think it's fake?
Yeah,
okay.
People just need to move on with their agendas and move up with what's going on right now. So move on, move up. And that's what I'm. You can save that and put it on a bumper sticker if you want. T-shirt.
The other thing I really loved about this inauguration because was a certain phrase that came up, and it's a phrase that I've been just despising, and it was. The peaceful transfer of powers. I think we even said it earlier on the show, the peaceful transfer of powers. And I was thinking to myself, I don't want to hear transfer of power. I want to hear a transfer of party, transfer of administration, because God damn it, the transfer should never change. It should always be with the people in this nation anyway, underneath our Constitution. It's not a transfer of power, God damn it. It's a transfer of administration. So my favorite part was when Trump was saying, oh, yeah, there'll be a transfer of, you know, administration, a transfer of party, but the transformation of power will be to you. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I hope that's true because that is music to my ears.
I caught that. And I think that people are just grabbed onto that. Anybody and everybody who watched that, it's like I felt empowered. I'm like, yeah. And I go, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it was always supposed to be. And it was great, you know, because he did call out the political elite, how they're spending your money and just, you know, they do. They think that they know the best for everybody. They go to these, they have this in these little community cliques. They have no idea what's going on. That's why they lost. That's why all those people in that power circle lost because they're out of touch, you know?
And I just,
So I caught that. That's beautiful, man. I love that.
I hope they, because I don't always know what that means. You know, I don't know what that looks like as far as people having the power. I mean, yeah, we, you know, Bill of Rights and all that. But what does it look like? How does it go day to day? You know, when I wake up tomorrow, am I going to be like, okay, I have more power now, so what am I going to do? It does take a president and a leader to continually hold that line that he is a servant, he or she is a servant, public servant, and to be humble in that. So I pray that that is the case, and it does unfold in ways that we actually have doable ways of acting that out. So there you go. More years.
Yeah, good stuff. And I won't make my prediction today.
You gonna make a prediction?
I'm too emotional.
Oh.
we'll save it for another show. It'll come out.
Okay.
emotional in a good way.
Right on. All right, sir. Well, looks like we're out of time. Hoping this show actually recorded. I can't really tell on the switchboard. But good talking with you. Good to be in America with you.
Yes.
Same circles. And have a great weekend.
You do the same. We'll catch up. We'll catch everybody next week with all due respect.
That's right. Catch us on Facebook with all due respect. We will see you soon. Peace.
Peace out, Jimmy. Bye-bye.